remarry, is that so?
I was being accused of a divorce and remarried.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I saw that video down on Pinecraft, I think.
Oh, you're watching the Pinecraft videos. Yeah, one of my favorite places to street preach.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm absolutely totally open about my past. Before I was a believer, I was divorced. And after I was a believer, I got married to a godly woman. And if you go on my website, the Spirit and Truth blog, and I know Anabaptists, see, I know they love to focus on this topic. And that's another reason why Anabaptists are such hypocrites, because they will focus on these pet topics while they live in false gospels, worldliness, lukewarmness, gluttony, feminization, money grubbing, mammon making. And they love to point out people's pre-conversion issues. So I have articles that refute every one of the Anabaptists on divorce and remarriage at the teaching blog. Look up divorce and remarriage. You'll find them all underneath there. And the whole premise is for a pre-conversion situation is the Bible teaches clear that what you did in your past life is washed away. You become a new creation in Christ. All things become new, Paul said, 2 Corinthians 5:17.
That is after repentance.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's a changing of your mind and your ways. And you said something that's very telling. You said that, yeah, the Anabaptists today don't even live like and preach like the Anabaptists of old. I agree with you. Take your Mennonites. Go read Menno Simons' teachings. Menno Simons teaches exactly what I teach on divorce and remarriage. Whatever happened before you came to Christ is washed away, clean, no more. In fact, God always allowed in the Old Testament divorce and remarriage. Go look it up under Moses. It happened all the time. God commanded...
He you know what he did?
Hold on. He commanded the men under Ezra to divorce their pagan wives. So marriage permanence is a lie. One marriage for life, no matter what. God didn't even believe in that after man fell. God was so merciful, he made corrections for man's sin. And you better be thankful for that. Do you know why? You better be thankful that God made corrections for all sin, including divorce and remarriage. Do you know why you better be thankful?
I don't know what you're coming to.
You'd be dead if God didn't, because he'd have killed you the first time you sinned. You'd be dead. God made allowance in grace. He allowed, do you know why he allowed Moses to give out divorce and remarriages almost at will? You know why he allowed that?
Yeah.
Why?
Because of the hardness of their hearts.
Right. And then that's what Jesus said. And then another reason in the Old Testament, women. We're like cattle back then. What would happen to a woman that's put out and she could never remarry? What would happen to her under that culture?
Would she get stoned?
Well, no, she wouldn't get stoned. She'd probably end up a prostitute because it's the only way she could support herself.
Yeah.
No job, no house, nothing. God was so merciful. He said, hey, these men are hard-hearted. This has never been my plan. Nope, it never was his plan. But you and I sinning was never his plan either, Robert. And God said, give him a divorce decree so she can go on and marry someone that will take care of her and love her. God was so graceful. Ready? Paul talks about this in Acts 17. God winked at sin in some times. Now he calls men everywhere to repent. So in the Old Testament, God winked at certain sins. Here you go. How many wives do you have, Robert?
One.
Hey, I got one too. Men used to have 5, 10, 15, 20, 700 in Solomon's case. God winked at that. He did. So I'm just destroying your marriage permanence argument because it isn't true. Then God never, after the fall of man, never disallowed anyone from being remarried. And in the New Testament, I'll jump there real quick, because Jesus said, except for the exception, which is fornication, even God allowed for divorce and remarriage, biblical. We don't teach Christians should put their partners out for unbiblical reasons. There are biblical reasons for it to happen. And even Paul in 1 Corinthians 7, do you know what the word agamos means? Have you studied this?
Agamos?
Agamos.
No.
Okay. So I would encourage you to study more before you speak more on this topic. Because if you find out what Paul taught about agamos, Paul actually taught that believers that were either single or divorced could remarry. So I would encourage you to go study this. If you believe that you can never, ever, ever get a divorce and get remarried to anyone else, the Anabaptists have sold you a false theology that isn't true. So I have articles on all that. You can go study it. And that will definitely, yeah, that will definitely separate people that don't understand the grace, the washing clean, the being transformed, that your sins are washed away. See, some sins you can't go back and correct. You can't go back and correct. If you stole from an employer when you were 12 and you want to repent and go back and fix it and he's dead and the business is gone, you can't fix it. Marriages that have been dissolved and people are either hard-hearted, remarried, unbelievers, they can't be fixed. And God has grace and mercy for these things. And if you don't believe that, I don't want to be you on judgment day. Because then God's going to look at your sin and go, you didn't give mercy for other people's sins. Ah, my word says you don't get mercy. So I would.
How do you feel about like 1 Corinthians 7 where it says, so I say to those who aren't married and to widows, it is better to stay unmarried just as I am. But for those who are married, in verse 10, I have a commandment that comes not from me, but from the Lord. A wife must not leave her husband, but if she does leave him, let her remain single or else be reconciled to him.
Right.
And the husband must not leave the wife.
Yep. Amen. So let me ask a question. I set this all up perfectly. What did I say I harp on all the time?
What you harp on all the time?
Yeah. I said it in this phone call. Context.
Yeah.
What's the context? Who is Paul talking to?
Okay, what's your version on it?
Who is he talking to? Who's Paul talking to? When he wrote the letters to Corinthians, who did he write it to? All the worldly pagans or to the Corinthian believers?
To the Corinthian believers.
There you go. So that's his instruction to believers. That's the exact instruction I would give to believers today. Ma'am, if you want to divorce your husband, he beats you. Okay. Ma'am, I don't want you to stay there and be beat. You can leave your husband, ma'am. This is what I would tell a woman that's being beaten. You can leave your husband, ma'am. If he won't, you know, take counseling, he won't stop beating. You can leave him, ma'am. Oh, you want to divorce him too? Okay, ma'am. You can divorce him. You can never get remarried though, ma'am, until he's dead. Or if he, after the divorce, goes off and marries another woman, their marriage bond is broken. Jesus said it. Fornication breaks the marriage bond. She could then get remarried if he moves on from her. But as long as they're both single, not laying with another, then they have to wait for each other. She would have to wait for him. So the context is to believers. And you guys... Anabaptists run in, and all my articles expose it. In fact, go look up my article on the teaching blog, and your theology actually has Paul teaching people to marry unbelievers. If you're going to say the context is for the world, then Paul actually teaches people to marry unbelievers. And go look for that article. It's under the divorce and remarriage. You'll see it. And so your theology, Anabaptists have sold you a bad bill of goods. Remember that. The early Anabaptists were more biblical. They went out and preached the real Jesus and the real gospel. They've changed. Do you know why the Anabaptists changed on divorce and remarriage, Robert? Have they taught you this? Or have you studied? Do you know why the current...
No, I have never really studied a whole lot on divorce and remarriage.
Okay, so you need to. You need to. Here's how it all changed with the Anabaptists. They were, in the beginning, very rabid to preach the gospel. They were telling Roman Catholics and Lutherans that you can't be baptized as a baby. You got to repent and be born again. And they would probably have a gospel very similar to what I would preach. I don't think I would unite completely with all the Anabaptists because there was different iterations of them. But they were risking their lives to tell people, you got to repent and be born again, baptized adult believer. That's what Anabaptist means, rebaptized. Well, they were being killed by the Catholics and the evangelicals. Do you know when it all changed? How you got your modern day farm community business mamming making Anabaptists? The Catholics and the Protestants called for the leaders and said, tell you what, let's make a deal. We're tired of hunting down and killing you. You're probably tired of being hunting down and killed. Stop proselytizing, meaning stop telling our people they got to repent and be baptized. We'll leave you alone. Just go do your own thing on your own land. And they took it. And they went into their own little communities on their farms and became experts at making money. And then the next thing, when people from the world saw their little communities and said, we want to join, uh-oh, that world's full of a divorce and remarriage people. No divorce and remarriage ever. We want to keep our communities pure and never let any sinners in. Because they didn't understand the biblical gospel that you're cleansed, you're washed clean. They didn't understand that marriage permanence is a lie, that after the fall, God made allowance for divorces and remarriages. So that's how your modern-day Anabaptists became heretics, lukewarm, money-mongering false teachers. And part of that is their stance on the divorce and remarriage. Menno Simons didn't even agree with them. Various Anabaptist believers, leaders, didn't agree with the current divorce and remarriage standing. So if that's where your church stands, your church actually stands in heresy today. And I would encourage you to study more on it. Because when you do, just like when you started studying, you found out the Anabaptist faith was wrong, the Amish faith was wrong, you're going to find out that those doctrines are wrong. And if you probably test your church body, you're going to find out more of what they do and keep. There may be more sin there as well. Like I said, if they're, I'll make an offer to you. If they're fully biblical and willing to repent and leave all sin and false ways, my wife and I will become their best workers. We'll submit and become their best workers. But if they have sin and false ways, then we expect them to repent of that and stop it before we would ever unite to them. Makes sense, doesn't it? Right?
So,
I'd encourage you to go much deeper. I'd test everything they're teaching you there. I can't do it because they don't have a website around. That's another thing. I have a question. So the people that go there, is there a lot of guys that have businesses and stuff that go there?
Some of them don't.
Do they have, the guys that have businesses, do they probably have, websites up and stuff to advertise their businesses and everything?
I don't know that any of them do. Do you? No.
Oh, you don't think so?
I don't know.
So none of them, do you go online?
If I go online? Yeah, I go online.
Okay, so we're talking because you go online. So I guess my wonder is, men that go online and have the internet but don't use it to proclaim the gospel, I'm always suspect of, because here's why. It's the marketplace today. It is. Even though it's wicked and it can be carnal and vile and sinful, it's not if you be careful how you use it. I mean, I can see wicked, vile things in Walmart. I don't go there for that. I keep my eyes and mind it. So I don't understand why church bodies today that Jesus said, ready? Explain this to me. Jesus said, go into the world and preach the gospel. You can do that on the internet. My website goes all around the world and I never leave America. Why don't Anabaptists want to do that? I don't get it. And why do churches that say they have the truth and they love their neighbor not put anything on the internet to love their neighbor? That doesn't make any sense to me, Robert. And then a lot of the Anabaptists...
Well, there's different callings. I mean, I wouldn't be so critical about that. Just because God didn't call us into what you're doing doesn't make it wrong.
Wait, different callings? Did Jesus tell everyone to go preach the gospel no matter where you are?
Yeah, but there's different callings on each and every one. God calls us on. There's all different paths. I mean,
so your leaders or your men that are most mature, there's no calling to proclaim the good news on the internet to other people around you? That doesn't make any sense.
If God calls them to post them on the internet, I'm sure they will.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I love my neighbor enough to do it, and I'm suspect of people that use the internet that don't do it. I am.
But if I try to post on the internet and God is not calling me to do that, then it'll be all in vanity.
It'll be all in vanity. God's already called us to go and preach the gospel all over the world. We don't have to wait for him to instruct us. God's called you to obey. God's called. Do you teach your wife to cover her head?
If I teach my wife to cover her head?
Do you? Does your wife cover her head?
Yeah, she does.
Okay.
Only prayer.
Oh, only for prayer. Not all the time when she's out in public?
Yeah, she Most of the time in the public, yeah.
Most of the time in public. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Most of the time, well, or like, all the time? I mean, do we walk?
Yeah, if we're out with people, yeah, she would cover her head.
Out with people. So when she goes to Walmart, she goes anywhere. So why would she cover her head in public sometimes, but not all the time?
Because of the, well, she would, like, let's say we would, how can I explain this?
Do you have older children? How old is your oldest child?
13.
Is it a boy or girl?
A girl.
A girl. So your wife should be covered in front of your children too. You know that?
She is.
Oh, so she covers at home and she covers when she goes out in public. Right?
Yeah, she covers in public. Yeah, for what you would consider public.
Well, Well, I go by what the Bible says. The hair is a woman's glory. It's supposed to be covered, and it's also a sign for the angels. So the way I read it in God's Word, and we have a bunch of articles on this too. We teach on this. Unless you're sleeping or showering or private and by yourself or being intimate with your husband or something like that, your hair should be covered because it's assigned to the angels, it's her glory, it's to be covered. So anytime or anyone that's not her husband, her hair should be covered, even among inner family members. So, and that's another whole topic I teach
so,
on that.
So where do you get that scripture about she should be covered in front of my children?
Well, because as your children grow older, one, she's supposed to be an example to them. Two, it's her glory and it's part of her modesty. Not, I don't like the word modesty, her biblical dress. And if she's going to show your 13-year-old how to do it, she should be doing it in front of her. Because
well, you're, she does.
Well, okay, then why are you challenging that? Because that's biblical to do that.
Well, I'm not the one challenging. I didn't even bring it up.
Well, you started this by saying, well, most of the time she does. You used some bad words there. You said most of the time. So my whole point is, your wife doesn't wait to say, well, I'll wait for God to tell me to cover my head. God's already told us to cover her head. We don't wait for God to tell us to go preach the gospel. He's already told us to go preach the gospel. Now, I agree. Let me be clear. Not everybody has to go on the internet and preach the gospel. I get it. People can go out, hand out gospel cards.
We come into the world to...